The so-called father of the internet says maybe it's time to break up big tech companies. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Personal data scandals and the rise of hate messages online have led many people to permanently log off their social media accounts and delete apps from their phones. Now, computer scientist Tim Berners-Lee, who invented the internet in 1989, is weighing in on the matter. He told Reuters he's disappointed in the state of the industry as the stewardship of user data comes under more scrutiny. And he says it's time for an evolution in the tech space.
When a normal market system, the normal capitalist society runs its course, typically you end up with the first movers in a space beating all the others. Certainly when you have things like social networks or places, online stores, they tend to work more effectively when they have more user data. When they have more users, they become the economy of scale. So what naturally happens is that you end up with one company dominating the field, and you end up with, and so now there's a lot of consolidation. There's no really alternative to antitrust people coming in and breaking things up.
But as we know, breaking up can be hard to do, and the industry sometimes has a way of working out its own problems.
Before breaking them up, we should hang around and see whether, in fact, they end up getting just disrupted, not by a small player coming and beating them out of the market, but by the market shifting. I suppose the Cambridge Analytica debacle, I think for a lot of people, was a tipping point when they realized the web isn't just a place where more and more truth will out, but in fact, lots and lots of fake stuff will out.
That's Tim Berners-Lee, the so-called father of the internet. Let's do the numbers. Global stocks are mixed this morning. Spain's IBEX is up nearly 1%, while U.S. stock futures are looking for a higher open. Meanwhile, the British pound is up 1.5% over the last 2 days. It's the biggest move since January. That's after a report Prime Minister Theresa May has reached a deal with Brussels on a future relationship for the financial services industry after Brexit. UK Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab has also said he expects a deal for Britain's departure from the EU by the end of the month. Now, a day after Bitcoin blew out the candles on its 10th birthday, there are new plans out of Hong Kong to regulate crypto exchanges in a bid to protect investors. The BBC's Nisha Patel has more.
The Securities and Futures Commission today said it's considering regulating cryptocurrency exchanges by applying regulations already in place, but adapting them to unique risks posed by these assets. The chief executive of the SFC said the measures will allow the regulator to oversee management or distribution of the virtual currencies to protect investors at the fund management level or the distribution level. Cryptocurrencies caught mainstream attention earlier this year with Bitcoin's meteoric rise before its sharp decline. The virtual currency, which traded near $20,000 this summer, is now hovering at just over $6,000. Because of the intense volatility, regulators all over the world have been grappling with how best to regulate the growing industry. Last month, the Financial Conduct Authority, Britain's financial watchdog, said it will begin a consultation early next year to weigh up prohibiting derivatives like futures and options based on cryptocurrencies to be sold to some investors. In London, I'm the BBC's Nisha Patel for Marketplace.
The trade row between the U.S. and China, the world's two biggest economies, and Brexit next March have given global businesses plenty to think about this year. But rather than taking a pessimistic view heading into next year, a new report today from HSBC shows businesses are actually optimistic about their future trade prospects. Natalie Blythe is global head of HSBC's trade finance business.
The macroeconomic conditions, the consumer confidence, and the use of technology are the main drivers for that optimism. However, they do see, so 4 out of 5 companies believe that they are going to succeed and grow in this environment. But with that sort of positivity, the research is also showing that the geopolitical issues, especially the protectionism and tariffs, are growing areas of concern.
Opinions in the UK are very split about how Brexit is going to impact, and I think globally too. So can you kind of expand on how businesses here and in Europe are kind of planning for Brexit?
They're starting to take action, but the research shows quite interestingly that for those with a sort of more negative outlook, the top reasons, it's only 22% of Europe and UK that have this as a Brexit as a top issue. And the sector specifically is mining and oil and gas, that's 37% of negativity. The impacts are deemed to be an increase in expense and supply chain disruption. and talking about the sort of the polarization, the other side of the globe in the emerging markets, 17% think that it's going to be easier to do business with the UK. And there are 16% that see that it's generally more optimistic for their business, too. And then we are seeing a shift from this inter-regional trade to more focused on intra-regional trade. And we did a survey earlier in the year in January, so we can see a trend now forming. And top targets for geographies, so Europe to Asia, has dropped from 26% to 13%. That's quite dramatic. North America to Asia has dropped from 33% to 15%. And Asia to North America has come down from 29% to 21%. So you can see that they're homing in on their sort of home patches.
That's Natalie Blythe there, the global head of HSBC's trade finance business here in London. Don't forget, you can join the conversation with us on social media. You can find us under the hashtag BBC Marketplace. And of course, if you missed us live, you can find our podcast wherever you get yours. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.